tomorrow's news today.
Everything is coming to a head. There is a major battle over who will control the United States of America between two major factions, the Trump faction and the Obama globalist faction. Trump is definitely trying to be in charge. He's definitely making a run at them. He has his own interest that have decided to split off and go with him. But regardless of what you think about all the insane developments and whether or not Trump's covering up Epstein or trying to because he's done something wrong, we know the Democrats have committed all these mass crimes and did steal an election and did spy on the American people and did spy on Trump and did run the hoaxes and the impeachments based on that lie. That is treason. That is a coup. That is cut and dry. The jury's not out on them. That said, I will cover the truth. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And the jury is still out on what in the world is going on with Trump and the Epstein area. And I don't like the fact that it's sucking all the air out of the room. We have so many huge things to deal with. But at the same time, it goes to the heart of the revolution that we've launched here that's now spread worldwide. The revolution is not Trump. The revolution is populist and is anti-corruption. Now, the fact that they're sending the Deputy Attorney General imminently, they say it could be tomorrow, to have days of meetings with Ghislaine Maxwell right when the Democrats start demanding that she be called before Congress is just as incriminating, and it makes me physically ill to say this, but it's the truth, as Trump coming out 2 weeks ago and saying, don't ask questions, you're not my supporters, if you do, move on. This has been cooked up by the deep state, which the deep state did control the files and did run the blackmail operation with the Israelis. So that's true. We have to look at that and say, okay, that makes sense, but that doesn't mean that we then believe it. And there's a lot of people, and the mainstream media and the left and even right-wing media is having a heyday with this, where I war game things. You know, you listen, you know. And I tell you about what I'm going to do, what's moral, what I believe is the right thing. That's wherever the truth goes. But the jury's out on Trump on this issue. It's in on all these other great issues where he's doing just a fabulous job against our enemies. And they sure hate his guts. But I war game the different scenarios that are going on because we don't know exactly. Because the jury's out on this. The jury wasn't even convened. We weren't even in this trial until Trump got spooked by whatever he was shown that they found in the files the Democrats left behind and started telling everybody, don't go there, don't look at that. And he still got his surrogates like Levin and the rest of them, Shapiro, running around saying, do not ask questions, move along. Then you've got the cut and dry, certified, absolute proof that I experienced and already knew 8.5 years ago. You notice in the even mainstream media, we're at the center of it because we're in the documents being spied on by Obama and his actions against key 24 supporters of Trump they targeted. And so now, Gabbard has said it, Flynn has obviously seen it. They're about to release information that is going to, quote, be mind-blowing. And I've been told what it is, some of the basics. It is beyond mind-blowing. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexshowstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, and get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, the medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only 3 or 4 of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Is Central Texas Command Center deep behind enemy lines? The information war continues. It's Alex Jones.
I am your embattled host, Alex Jones. We're entering the 183rd day of Trump being sworn in, this incredible revolution overpowering the globalists that no one can deny is spectacular and is part of a larger global trend of the Great Awakening in response to the Great Reset, the COVID lockdowns, and the mass awakening to the New World Order dehumanization system. Now, the whole Epstein self-harming political attempt at suicide that Trump knowingly or unknowingly has been engaged in for 16 days is sucking all of the oxygen out of the room. And the Drudge Report, that's the mouthpiece of the Democrats, says Trump ramps up distractions. No, these are all the things he promised to do, all the declassifications, RFK Jr.'s assassination, RFK Jr.'s dad assassination files. That's not a fair assessment, but what is the new firestorm? You just don't know it yet, but it will be a firestorm by tomorrow, is that the Deputy Attorney General, we first started hearing this 2 days ago, that they were going to send Pam Bondi or the Deputy Attorney General to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell, who from all my research was the handler of Epstein and who took over the family Mossad MI6 pedo honey trap operations that are certified on record with her father, Robert Maxwell. That's documented. Buried at Mount of Olives, the military burial for his work in the Mossad. And there is no doubt that Benjamin Netanyahu is using information he's got about people in the Trump administration, perhaps even Trump, for control. You see that. And now you see headlines, House shutting until September to block Epstein vote. That's not true either. They were going to be closing in August, like they always do, and Trump had asked them not to, to get his appointments of ambassadors and judges done. And no ambassadors that have been confirmed. So I'm going to call balls and strikes. Trump's carrying out his normal agenda right on time. He wants Congress to stay open. This is regularly scheduled for them to close in August. But what is just as over the top as Trump and his surrogates the last 16 days, 17 days, saying there is no file, Epstein killed himself. He wasn't blackmailing people. He wasn't involved in human trafficking. Tooth Fairy's real. The moon is made of cheese. And then having the surrogates go out and say, any Trump supporter that says they want this release is a traitor, and you're not part of our movement, Shapiro and the rest of them, Levin, Trump himself, I mean, you couldn't act more guilty. You couldn't try to spotlight it more. It's like getting in your ski boat and then aiming it at the land and just driving it full power onto the rocks. And a nice little cherry on top is the Democrats saying they want hearings with Ghislaine Maxwell in Congress. They started saying it 3 days ago, and then immediately we hear the DOJ is going to send high-level officials. They've now chosen the deputy attorney general to race in the next few days to meet at length with Ghislaine Maxwell in federal prison. And they even admit, the DOJ, that they want to put all this to rest. Well, that's the opposite of putting it to rest. It'd be like if you're 14, your parents come home and you say, Dad, I haven't been smoking marijuana. And your dad goes, I smell it, though. Well, Dad, it's not in the shoebox under my bed. Well, let's go see. I mean, like your wife come home early from work and you see a guy run out the back door and you come in, your wife's naked in the bed. She's like, I wasn't having sex with that man. It's bad, ladies and gentlemen. And I've never been so paradoxically torn, because I'm going to tell the truth no matter what. And all I do is research and talk to experts and sources. And so we're dialed in better than anybody. That's a fact. This is all I do. And I look at all of the superb things Trump's doing and how he's irrevocably damaging the globalist. And I'm not a lesser of two evils, guys. But at the same time, just the appointments and the judges he's put in are light years better than Democrats. And we would be in total economic collapse, great reset, hell on earth right now if Kamala Harris was in. So the Lord works in mysterious ways. The jury's out on Trump. I'm going to continue to cover all the Epstein stuff, but I'm also going to cover all of this other incredibly important information, like the absolute smoking gun, open and shut, prima facie, absolute, up one side and down the other, treasonous conspiracy ongoing for really since 2013, but under the name Crossfire Hurricane since 2016, by Obama and the deep state, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, and now we know Pence, that's coming out. From the beginning, he was an operative reporting, and we knew this. We always knew it was Pence working with the FBI to take on Flynn. And Flynn has seen the information and says what Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, is set to release in the next few days is, quote, mind-blowing. I am told that it is Obama directing and people covering their ass, putting it in their own emails in minutes to protect themselves at the time, because they knew it was treason, that, okay, we were all there today. Obama told us to do it, and they all put it in their own records and their own emails and told their aides, knowing if this ever came out and they weren't successful, they'd say presidential immunity, we were following the president's orders. So there's also a House report set to come out on Wednesday or Thursday. They were saying Wednesday, now they're adding more, maybe Friday, maybe even next week now. And I'm told by the congresspeople that have seen it and the White House folks that have seen it, and I've talked to the congresspeople, that it is the House committees were able to get this, the intelligence committees and others, and so they're deciding to go ahead and declassify or release stuff that they want to release that Gabbard's already given the DOJ in her official criminal complaint. She said went in last Friday. The DOJ confirmed yesterday they got it. Then they have Ratcliffe and the CIA stuff. So remember how evil Obama is. Remember the deep state they still have in place in many areas. Remember how they dissolved the borders and human traffic. Remember all they've done. And just remember, while we are upset and disgusted by the very guilty behavior we were seeing out of this administration connected to Epstein and all the rest of it, that we have certified absolute proof that the Democrats have an anti-American, anti-human, anti-God, globalist agenda. They are 100% guilty of all sorts of horrible things, including treason against the voters of this nation, a coup, attempted coup, impeachments, stolen election, all of it. And those stay-behind networks that Obama put in that I've been talking about since 2016, and it was only I and Zero Hedge that were covering it, to my great frustration. Now, I love Mike Benz, really smart guy, great government analyst. You know, he's out detailing it all and being lauded for, oh, my God, he just discovered all of it. And he does a great job articulating it. And I'm not in competition with him. He just does stuff like when I go on Tucker a few months ago, like, oh, I'm going to watch this and put like a laughing, you know, crying face on there. And then we ask him to come on. He won't come on because I guess he's so credible. He can't, you know. I mean, that's fine. It's so frustrating that I was a main target with Trump of this, a side target, but one of the main side targets. We got the NSA documents from Sheriff Arpaio that he was given by the feds. And we were the first to tell Trump he was being spied on by Obama, by the stay-behind networks. And I'm glad Mike Benz is advising the White House. I mean, I told Trump all this in 2017, early on. I wrote him memos. He asked for them. And so, yeah, I already know all this. But even more is coming out now, and it's just very paradoxical to be chewed up and shot up and still have stay-behind groups in the Justice Department of the Democrats, literally with court filings to shut this place down any time. We're battling them. But the state court's so corrupt, the same with the show trial, they could come any time. They have the piece of paper. And then we've survived so much, people go, oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's Alex. You know, he survived a bunch. He'll survive this time. I mean, it's that urgent. I'm like at the Alamo in the final day, and the place is on fire. We're out of ammunition. We're fighting with our swords now. Troops are climbing over. Davy Crockett just blew up the ammo magazine. And I've got Santa Ana's troops getting ready to run bayonets into my guts. That's okay. That's fine. But that's where we are. And then I'm in the paradox that I've been reached out to by the Justice Department, giving them information. They're on it. They're investigating these guys because they were so naked and made a lot of mistakes. Justice Department's words, they've been more careful to cover up their attacks on Trump and his family. But we really don't like these corrupt judges and law firms and, you know, groups. And we want to go after them. So they made a lot of mistakes in your case. So give us everything. And we've been doing that. And they got good people there that are moving forward. So, I mean, I've got the Trump administration literally coming to my aid like the cavalry. And it's just very paradoxical that I have a responsibility report on this Epstein stuff. So, I'm going to go over it all today. Martin Armstrong is an amazing economist, and with all this economic news, I wanted to get his, just on for 30 minutes, start of the next hour, $2 trillion debt bubble about to pop, zombie companies on edge of collapse, that's mainstream news, biggest debt bubble, biggest stock market bubble ever, biggest debt bubble too, with $40 trillion just for the U.S., other countries are even worse per capita, you've got biggest stock bubble in history with the AI. And Armstrong doesn't just shoot his mouth off. He's heavily dialed in, talks to the British, the Russians. He advises major governments. He says on the current trajectory, 100% chance of nuclear war. So that's kind of important. And then Stuart Rhodes is going to be in studio in the third hour in the news and the rest of it. So yeah, you know, this would be a fun, entertaining show. I could show you Hunter Biden attacking me and saying I'm a flat earther, and Hunter Biden teach people how to cook crack, and his eyes get all gleaming. I mean, he's a total drug fiend. I mean, all that's interesting, but it just, at the end of the day, and then I've got all this other good stuff Trump's doing. His hundreds of millions of federal funding cut off to the states, from California to Tennessee to Texas to New York. They're just ending the transgender chopping up surgeries of children. Trump's doing all this other amazing stuff. The states are buckling, moving towards bringing in voter ID because he's already cutting the money off with that. I mean, it's happening. He really is doing unbelievable reforms. And they're ramping up as fast as they can the deportations. They found 35,000 kidnapped kids that were brought across. They've arrested over 1,000 of the smugglers. I mean, with they're ramping up detention building facilities. They're $50,000 bonuses to rehire those that quit under Biden. They're conscripting out of the other agencies people. They're doing the best job they can in kind of the populist right wing that always wants to be purist, which is okay. Wrongfully says that Trump's not doing an excellent job there. Yes, they are. And so, in the same day, CNN will show me 30-second clip criticizing Trump, and then not show the 5 minutes where I'm explaining how I'm torn and the good things that are happening. So you can make your own decisions out there. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking, what's going on. And they'll show another clip, and here he is licking Trump's boots. No, here I am reporting the facts. And the tariffs are doing better than we thought. They've shut down these corrupt courts that are blocking Trump's agenda. I mean, it's just really good. And if he doesn't succeed beating the globalists and stabilize the economy, do you have any idea how hellish things are going to be? I mean, we're at the edge of total collapse. So I just wish to heaven, whatever's going on and the advice Trump's getting and the things they're doing, I mean, my Lord, sending the deputy AG to meet with Maxwell as soon as the Democrats are trying to talk to her and trying to cut it off at the pass before she testifies to Congress. I mean, they got a name for that. Why not just point out she's a convicted human trafficker and you can't believe a damn thing she says? I mean, seriously, you can't ever. She's tainted. But instead of poisoning the well on her ass and shutting up, and the media goes, oh, look, he's telling Trump to shut up. He's giving advice how to cover up. No, that's not what I'm doing. Any idiot knows that. Why are they doing the exact thing you would do to destroy yourself? Trump is smart. This is unprecedented. The idiot Cuban will go, it'll make the Democrats release the list. Trump can release it all. He's in charge, you morons. Sorry. Here's the good news. James O'Keefe was here. I'm giving methylene blue, or our best methylene blue. Let's buy a bottle, get a bottle free right now, limited time at thealexandersword.com. Funds the operation. It's really amazing. Really is game changing. I've given over 50 guests, and all of them have had amazing events, clarity. Most of them say it feels like a fog's lifted. His vision got better. And I forgot people have been basically cured of glaucoma with it. That's even in studies. I'm not saying it'll do it for you, but that you don't know what it'll do for you because it varies person to person. But 99% of people have dramatic effects. It's really good for you. We have the best, and it funds this operation. This is an adventure. You want it. I mean, I don't see how everybody doesn't get it from us. This is very special. Here's James O'Keefe.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, 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 seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking. No, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what Thelemine Blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes, something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it is in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to
me. The pixels of the world around you, of the simulation,
like enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, it was just a bit of enhancement perception there.
Now, that's what it did for James O'Keefe. What will it do for you? The good news is medical doctors have told me the very small percentage of people that don't have any effect, it means your mitochondria is so incredibly healthy, you don't need it. But that's, from my research, less than 1% of people. Find out what it'll do for you. What can you lose? You're funding the info war at thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible supplements, tactical daggers, and more. Get it and experience the adventure for yourself. And then please shoot your own videos. Do your own reports. Tell us the response that you've gotten, because it's literally less than 1% of people that feel nothing. Most people have incredible responses. It all varies on your physiology and your genetics. Get yours now, right now. Almost forgot. Until next Tuesday, the 29th, we have the Mega Bombshell Blowout Sale. Get a bottle of Methylene Blue, capsules or liquid discounted, and get the second bottle free, along with other great supplements like Irish, sea moss, Shilajit, and more, right now in a limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
All right, Trump just, he's still doing a press conference. He went after Fed chair with a huge announcement. He's been given to a criminal referral. Trump says it may be too late for the economy. Ooh, pretty chilling. I'm just telling you, Armstrong's coming up. It's serious. He responded to the criminal referral by the Director of National Intelligence to the Justice Department. The Justice Department has named 2 weeks ago their investigation that's been going on for 6 months that I first told you about. The treasonous conspiracy. And I told you months ago, they're not just going after perjury by all these people in front of Congress saying they didn't spy on Trump, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, or that they leaked, which they lied to Congress, which they now admit they leaked. Their own emails admit that. No, they created the fake intelligence, gave it to MI6, who used their subgroup, their contractors to create the Steele dossier and other pieces of fiction. And this very same crew has been in control of the Epstein file for years, off and on, and was hiding the parts of the file that Trump never got in the first admin. That's a fact. Trump's telling the truth there. So we have to weigh all this, look at the pieces as it goes, and we'll hit at that coming up. But sending the deputy AG to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell, because the Democrats want to talk to her, is more super guilty behavior and is going to trigger a firestorm in the next 48 hours. You watch. The idiot Democrats haven't bit into this yet. They'll figure it out soon enough. We'll be right back. Stay with me. So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried Methylene Blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking. No, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
Asking what Thelemine Blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to me.
The pixels of the world around you, of the simulation,
like enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, it was just a bit of enhancement perception there.
Now, that's what it did for James O'Keefe. What will it do for you? The good news is medical doctors have told me the very small percentage of people that don't have any effect, it means your mitochondria is so incredibly healthy, you don't need it. But that's, from my research, less than 1% of people. Find out what it'll do for you. What can you lose? You're funding the InfoWar at thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible supplements, tactical daggers, and more. Get it and experience the adventure for yourself. And then please shoot your own videos. Do your own reports. Tell us the response that you've gotten, because it's literally less than 1% of people that feel nothing. Most people have incredible responses. It all varies on your physiology and your genetics. Get yours now, right now. Almost forgot. Until next Tuesday, the 29th, we have the Mega Bombshell Blowout Sale. Get a bottle of Methylene Blue, capsules or liquid discounted, and get the second bottle free, along with other great supplements like Irish, sea moss, Shilajit, and more, right now in a limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Calmly to everyone listening to me and watching right now. I know that most of you already understand this probably better than I. We are in the most consequential, existential, important phase in all of human recorded history, hands down. There is a global awakening to the technocracy, to the globalist, to their death cult. The Obama crime syndicate represents the main globalist power. Trump is 100% making a run at them, and on 95% of the issues is on the side of humanity. That is a fact. And it is a fact
that if Trump does not succeed, the road forward is going to be much, much harder against the globalists, though the planet is waking up so fast and there's so much resistance, they will be fully dislodged and destroyed in the end. But if the United States, that was fully taken control of by the globalists, can be wrested away from them, their system will completely collapse in just the next year, really. But into that vacuum comes a new global system. They were collapsing the world to bring in their new global system that was an expansion of the old, even worse. Israeli newspapers have bragged that, oh, we basically control the U.S. now, so we're the world superpower. Well, by extension, you understand the United States, if Trump continued on, can reform the world, bring massive freedom back, prosperity, kill the carbon taxes, kill the open borders, get rid of the globalist starvation austerity plan, and yes, not just have a new golden era for America, as Trump has said, but for the world. This is a real shot at it with the culture and the economics. I'm getting chills right now. And so it's very paradoxical to have the Trump admin acting so suspicious about the Epstein situation and sending the deputy AG in the next few days, it's official, it's been announced, to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell. And they even say, so that she can set the record straight, that Trump's not involved. She's a convicted child trafficker. You can't take anything she says. Whether if she says stuff about Trump, you can't believe it. That's negative. If she says positive things, you can't believe it. That's the tack you take if you're innocent. But they know the Democrats are openly talking to her on the video phone connections, and they've had her surrogates, her lawyers, go, oh, she's been documenting things, and she's not going to commit suicide. Remember, Trump was in his DOJ. Epstein died mysteriously. And she's saying, oh, I'm not going to kill myself. And then here comes the DOJ. And then you have the left adding a bunch of lies to it and a bunch of recycled stuff that they say is in there that we know has been disproven. But put that back on Scream the Drudge Report. They went from the other ridiculous deception today that, oh, everything he's doing for the economy and releasing other documents on RFK's Jr.'s dad getting killed, that's a distraction. So now they've gone with another thing, House shutting until September to block Epstein vote. No. Trump said he wanted them to stay open to get his appointments done for ambassadorships and judgeships and a bunch of other things. And the Republicans, the Democrats, they always take off in August and go back to their districts for hundreds of years. So see, if you're not studying all this, you don't know the Constitution, the law, Congress, the general public, even somewhat politically savvy people are like, oh, he's releasing RFK files. No, they said months ago they'd release them now. They did on time. And there's more coming. 9/11, MLK releasing those now. They've got the MLK family saying, oh, we want Epstein, not this stuff about MLK. Well, what he said when he first got in, it'll be released by July. That was the deadline the archivist said they needed. See, I know all this, so I know that that's not real. But what is real is Trump saying, I want it shut. He killed himself. He acted alone when Bondi put that memo out 16 days ago. And I told you day one, it's Trump. And you said, no, you hate Trump. It's not him. It's Bondi. She's out over skis. She should be fired. And the day later, he says, no, it's me. And 4 days later, he says, shut up if you're my constituents or you're not part of our movement. I know I've repeated myself. There's big new developments, and I'm going to get more into this in a moment. But that's why this is so horrible. So my advice to myself, because I'm just telling you what I'm thinking, because I really have been soul-searching and all this, because I don't look at it politically, what's better for me. I don't even look at it overall, what's better monetarily for America, because if we're socially evil, it doesn't matter if we have wealth.
I'd rather be poor and not under the satanic system. But we'll actually be wealthy and free. That's how God works. If we do the right thing. So it'd be like if Trump was absolutely perfect and saving the world and ending everything, and then you find out he killed a kid and had him buried in the backyard. I'm not saying that's true. It's hypothetical. It would still be, oh, my God, you know, he's bad. But you also then have to weigh that and say, are we covering all the stuff the deep state's been caught in? Are we covering all of their programs being rolled back? Are we targeting the globalists for prosecution? Are we supporting the good department heads he has that are doing a great job? Because you can say whatever's going on with Trump's going on, the jury's out. But he's got a bunch of good people doing a really good job, and I'm going to support them while they're in that position. And I'm proud I got Trump elected three times. I'm proud I've been through all this persecution. I prayed about it before I endorsed him 9+ years ago. The Holy Spirit tells me, continue on this course of what I'm doing and just tell the truth and give a report card out and let other people make their own decisions. But to do a report card, I have to cover all the other stuff that's going on. The bad stuff the globalists have been caught in, their house of cards collapsing, their money being cut off, all the good things the Trump admin's doing, and the bad things he's doing. So for the left, they're puppets, they're people that just follow orders. They don't understand someone that just covers it all. And a lot of the populist right-wingers are mad at me when I criticize Trump. And this is a truly informed broadcast. This is a broadcast that respects the viewers and listeners. And the only way I know how to do it is when something's so complex and a jury's out is to tell you exactly what I'm thinking. So you're just hearing exactly my inner dialogue. I'm basically talking to myself right now. And every time Trump does, in the last 16 days, one of these horrible moves, saying shove about this, and Streisand's it big time, Streisand effect, he then comes back and says, okay, we'll have Bondi release all the court transcripts and files and grand jury stuff and bank records. And, oh, great, that's, and then they double down, oh, we're sending the Justice Department, Deputy Attorney General, to talk to her, and you know, so she can tell everybody Trump's innocent. Huh? Convicted child trafficker can give her us her word. You don't believe anything she says. You don't talk to her. Congress wants to haul her up there. You have the facts and chew her up. You don't run to what is going to be called witness tampering. Whoever's coming up with these ideas, and I know, but for sources I can't say, because Trump is not coming up with most of this himself. Oh, he's the one ordering these insane decisions. So if you're really somebody's friend or you care about the good work they've done, you want to see it succeed, when they're destroying themselves, you warn them. And Napoleon said, never interrupt an enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, the jury's out on Trump, and he's making big mistakes. And so, and I've been proven right the last 16 days. I've been dead on about it all. For 800 years, I've trained Jedi. My own counsel I will keep, to quote Yoda. And 40 years studying this and 31 on air is the equivalent of 800 years. And so people always ask me, where are you getting your talking points? Right here. And I know you're out there, most of you thinking the same thing I'm thinking. I talk to people at the grocery store, the gas station, the gym, and they're saying the exact same stuff back at me. People know what's going on here. Trump's protecting somebody. The only question is who. And when I'm forced to do this because I have integrity, I get a knot in my stomach because I'm normally attacking certified known evil people that the jury's not out. It's in. And I think that's the most important takeaway. That's why I've said it probably 10 times the last 44 minutes. We know
The globalists are certified evil by their open policies and all the terrible things they've done and the millions of trafficked kids and giving them to sex abusers. So I'm telling myself this now, and I'm telling you this, and I'm telling my own talk show hosts. They can do what they want. I respect them. I like them. It's hard to not only cover this Epstein thing because we've cared, we've been invested, we've been connected to it. We feel guilty if it's true somehow by promoting Trump. And so we've got to spend 100% of the time on this. And if you do that, you are now aiding and abetting Obama and the UN and the globalist and Mike Pence that wanted to weaponize the whole system and put Trump supporters in prison, not just in J6, but in general, they said. So that'll be spun. Jones says stop talking about Epstein. Absolutely not. I just spent most of the last 45 minutes on it. And I'm the one saying first, which I don't see other people saying, but they will, that you can't act much more guilty sending the Deputy Attorney General to go run and talk to Ghislaine Maxwell, the only known living witness we've got here. They've killed a bunch of the others, unless you got something to hide. Now, let's talk about what they don't want us to talk about. And again, I was personally spied on. We have the NSA documents, the declassified FBI documents. I've already gone over it all yesterday. Starting 2013, well, even 2007, some of the documents, but hardcore, because they, in the files, said they believed, this is public, that I would be supporting Trump. These 24 people that they believe are going to support his run. And now I know that's because Roger Stone was meeting with him and on the phone, telling him who he was going to go try to recruit. He came a year later and did it. Oh, yeah, a long time before Trump came on and all that, I was behind the scenes going, yeah, I'm going to back him. And they had their phones tapped. That's confirmed. And they were hearing all this. They're like, yeah, find something on all these people and throw their ass in prison. And they indicted most of the people on the list. And what the FBI, CIA guy caught on undercover tape 2 years ago, go, yeah, we investigated him for a decade, Alex Jones. We couldn't find anything. So we went ahead and just cooked up the, this fairy tale that did all this stuff to dead kids' families. It's come out in court. They ran it and funded it on top of it, not just undercover video. And they laundered the money through the charities right to the law firms. That's all come out now, too. So this is proven. So I'm going to spend as much time on Crossfire Hurricane, everything that comes out of that, as I'm going to spend on Epstein. In fact, I should probably spend more, because we know Obama and we know their people still have their people all throughout the government, and we know they're going to try to come back and bring us into the total tyranny again. But there's a pharisaical thing that Christ talked about where people like to eat their own instead of go out and deal with the actual enemy. And I guess some people get thrills out of criticize Trump and be on every TV channel. I get physically ill to see them editing me out of context on every channel, everywhere, every newspaper saying Jones has turned on Trump. Jones says Trump is guilty. Jones says Trump's a pedophile. I said no such thing. And that's not my fault that they deceive and do that. But I'm physically sick over it, physically nauseous right now. But I'm going to do the right thing, and that's it. I normally feel wonderful because all I'm attacking is certified crooks that are known crooks. But just the idea of this and the behavior is horrifying. I'm done talking about that for now. Now let's talk about what we know. In the last 2 months, every week or so, the CIA, the Office of National Intelligence, and the FBI have released smoking gun proof that Obama ordered his operatives to spy on his campaign. They're already doing it, but give it the official name Crossfire Hurricane, and falsely say he was a Russian agent. They didn't know it was fake and just let it go forward. They created it, and it's all on record, the insurance policy. And I had them try to put me in prison as a Russian agent. They sent CIA through law firms to try to get me to take money multiple times in 2017. So do I appreciate them trying to put me in prison? Hell. So see, Trump was questioned about this today. He says Obama committed treason and is guilty. The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold. They tried to rig the election and they got caught, and there should be very severe consequences. And I told you months ago there was a criminal investigation before they said there was. And I told you they really intend to indict. And the word I've gotten the last few weeks is it's going down. And that's why all this other stuff's coming out now, whether it's true or all true or none of it's true. Or if it was true, they'd already used it. But they've added some really nasties and embarrassed some people close to him. And we know some of the names. Not his family, but people close. And Trump's like, well, Epstein's dead, so why are we even going to give them what they want? Why are we going to bring all this out? Trust me, just leave it alone. Can't even do that for you, buddy. Wish I could, but I just have this issue where I can't sell out at any level. So, oh, I can snap my fingers right now and call the Democrats and say, you know what? You offered me $50 million. I want all this stuff dropped, and I want $100 million a year. And they'll go, yeah, you get it. You're going to work for us now. You're going to be a pundit that admits you were wrong, and you're going to go out and persecute your own people. Now, obviously, I won't get that deal now because I just told you about it. I would never do that. You put a gun to my head. I work for them. I work for God. That's my boss. And when my conscience tells me something's the right thing to do, I follow that sucker. When it comes to politics and the world and life, my conscience says don't eat that chocolate ice cream at midnight, or that conscience says this girl's hitting on you in the grocery store. Don't ask for a number. Don't ask for a number. Okay, I got the number, but then I delete it. I mean, that's about as far as I go now. I just can't help it. I mean, so, but when it comes to other people's lives, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal, I don't lie to you, and I've been proven to do that. My capacity to lie is so diminished that I even tell you bad things about myself. So you know that that's who I am. And it's because I'm not some guilt-racked goody-two-shoe. It's just a spiritual thing. I feel so good when I stand up to tyranny. I feel so good when I am not fearful. I feel so good when I make the right decision. It just is fulfilling. It's about me. I don't feel good even when I think about doing something bad. And I really feel sorry for people that get off on liking to do things bad. And that's the Democrats for sure. So some epic quotes from President Trump on the high treason that is certified. And you can see the rhetoric already building up before they rolled this Epstein thing out. They're not going after him for Crossfire Hurricane and all that, and the coup plot, and the conspiracy of high treason over Epstein. It was already rolling out. I told you months and months ago. That's why the Epstein's being brought forward. But then Trump acts very guilty once it's rolled forward. So we have to admit that. But I would challenge all of you to not talk about the Epstein thing. Talk about it. But also talk about the coup conspiracy. Talk about the globalist deep state. We know they're devils. We know they're caught. We know Obama is bad. We know he hates America. He's on podcasts saying you need to have your 5-year-old, your 10-year-old be with gay men. I mean, well, that's grooming, baby. I mean, that is pedo pushing right there. And we know he's in the WikiLeaks getting delivered the hot dogs and walnut sauce. Walnut sauce is brown children in the FBI files. So we know John Podesta's getting the 7-, 8-, 9-year-old delivered for his entertainment at the hot tub in the woods at a safe location for his entertainment. That's in the email. If an email came out like that about Trump and he didn't deny it and didn't prove it was fake, I'd turn on him so fast. We know. Tony Podesta, 2007, full magazine spread, Washington Post, with his pedophile art called Dangerous Art. We know that. So how about all you conservatives and populists spend as much time on the certified evil as you spend on Trump? That's all I'm asking for, because it's wrong to say don't investigate Epstein and Trump. And it's just as wrong or worse when we know the Democrats are a pedophile Satan cult to just forget about them and put it all on Trump because he had beauty pageants and knew Epstein. That dog don't hunt. Here's a clip of Trump.
If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say... let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill. The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 in the election. They tried to rig the election and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president. And I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught
directly. Let's stop right there and come back with more of this. You just heard Trump, and I told you this months ago. He let him off the hook before himself. They're going to indict these people. It's going down. Now we're in major false flag territory. We are in maximum danger, ladies and gentlemen, right now from the deep state because Trump's going for their jugular. We'll be right back.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. And it's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power.
I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.